It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Ran into Dr. Clay Mathis. Clay is department head for Texas A&M's Animal Science Department. So good to see you.
Tony, it's great to see you as well.
Now, I've been trying to count in my mind how many different titles I've been able to give to you over the last 20 or so years that we've known each other. They date back to New Mexico, though.
Yeah, Tony, we met when I was an extension livestock specialist at New Mexico State University, traveling the state of New Mexico, and you and I were in the same place a lot of times, trying to just support producers through education.
And that continued on because you went and joined the King Ranch Institute of Ranch Management, Kingsville. That just had to be an awesome experience, the opportunity to do so much there.
You know, it was a great experience. I spent 13 years there as the director of the King Ranch Institute for Ranch Management. Met some wonderful people. I think the most exciting thing is the graduate students that entered that master's program and came in with the ranching experience to learn more about how to just excel as ranch managers. And we got to be a part of how they learned, how they grew, not just as managers, but as leaders and as communicators. And so to see those graduate students during that time go through the program and then land these just incredible jobs. You know, I mean, on average, they manage almost 200,000 acres, and those are big ranches, and that's a lot of responsibility. And if we could be any part of those successes that was for the betterment of them individually and for our industry, you know, that was really motivating to me for all of those years that I got to spend there.
So let's now take that and build upon what you're doing now with the Animal Science Department at Texas A&M. How do you put all this together, and what's actually happening within that role?
Well, as department head, my job is to oversee the department, guide, and more particularly empower faculty to do what they do. And what they do is they teach students. Very much an experiential learning-based program at Texas A&M's Animal Science Department. These faculty members do a lot of really fantastic research focused on some aspects of production, not just for the beef industry, but equine and sheep and swine as well. So a great research team there. And then we have our extension specialists that are scattered all across the state of Texas. And so my job is to help them to do the best that they can to achieve our research, teaching, and extension mission. But the great thing is, I mean, we are serving agriculture, and we're serving in a way it's through education. And so that's really motivating to me. It's been a fun project so far, but I'm only 4 months into the job.
So I'm thinking of the educational aspect of what you've been doing, and we think of students, but really we can all kind of go back to school anytime, talking about something known as BQA right now. Why is that important to the industry?
Yeah, so Beef Quality Assurance has been a program that what it does is it provides recommendations and guidelines for best management practices. And so the BQA program, which is funded by the checkoff and it's organized by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I happen to serve on the advisory board for the BQA program with NCBA, and I have for a number of years. And what we try to do is pull together the right science-based information. We try to be sensitive to what's going on in our industry and what are consumers saying. But ultimately, the program is designed to ensure that when we raise a beef product, that we do it with the utmost concern for animal care. We want to make sure it's a quality product. We want to make sure food safety standards are upheld. We want to make sure that we're doing good for the environment and the manner in which that we raise these animals. And so we package all that up into the Beef Quality Assurance Program. But this is a producer-driven, producer-focused program that helps us ensure that we're doing a great job of producing beef.
Again, that BQA program, you can find that online as well. Clay, great to see you. Wish you the best, and let's not wait 20 years before we do this again.
Tony, great to see you again. Thanks for visiting today.
Dr. Clay Mathis is department head, Texas A&M's Animal Science Department. From CattleCon 24 in Orlando, I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.